Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. God's house. This is Father's Day. Praise the Lord. My day. My sons have never done till now. No message, no presents. Oh, I'm waiting till 12 midnight today. That's okay. I haven't done nothing for my mother. Oh, it's Father's Day. My father died actually age 41. He was the founder of this church. And he started this church and built the first sanctuary. It was 1969. I was five. After he built the sanctuary, he passed away in 1969. So I don't have any, you know, exact memory for my father. And so I was kind of curious, you know, when I become a father. Actually, when I got married and got a first boy, I didn't have any, you know, image of father, because I don't have any memory of father. But Jesus said, don't worry, in the Bible. Actually, after I had a first boy, I did something, you know, automatically. I loved my son. I did what I could, you know, as much I could. And you know, I didn't learn anything. As I said, I lost my father. I was nine, so I did not know, you know, what the Bible, the father should do. But I did. Without learning. Why? Because God gives me love to my son. Automatically. It's a natural. But it's not natural, though. You know, the love is just for my son. Special love to only my son. Other boys, I don't care. I don't care other girls. And, you know, but only my son. At the time, I realized, you know, this is love. This is God's love. This is love, this is the love God poured me onto me. This is the love God showed me. So it was 23 years ago when I got the first son, and I got the second son. And, you know, and after I became father, I realized that how God's love is great. So today I'd like to share about Father's love from Mark 5, 21 to 43. Actually, this is a famous story, and the one short story was combined in this large text. So I skipped the center part. So I read as you have in, on the bulletin, read 21 to 23 and skip to 35 to 43. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there seeing Jesus. He fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she'll be healed and live." And skip to 35. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." This is Aramaic. Immediately, the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. From this story, I'd like to talk about father's love and what the father should be. One of the synagogue rulers, Jairus, he was a man of personal responsibility. His daughter were dying, so he came to Jesus because he heard the news about Jesus. He healed the disease, or he cast out the demons, or even the dead were alive. So this father not just run to Jesus. And he came to see Jesus and fell at his feet. In this text, Mark called him synagogue ruler many times, which means synagogue ruler is kind of title. You know, is kind of the leader of the town, such as a high rank person. It's like a mayor sometimes. You know, very respected person. But he did not use other. His housemaid or his person in his house, or even her wife. He came by himself. This is special. That shows the love toward his daughter. Even he's a synagogue ruler. He come to see Jesus. And Jesus was surrounded by the crowd. So it's not easy to come close to Jesus. But he maybe with there's a lot of effort, he come close to Jesus, and he fell at his feet. Jesus was a carpenter. You know, he's just a guy. But the father was the ruler, the synagogue ruler. I've never seen the politicians or famous people or a mayor come to me and fell on my feet. Nobody done that before. But this guy, you know, it's kind of like, you know, he threw out his shame, everything. When he saw Jesus, seeing Jesus, he fell at feet. He fell at Jesus' feet first and pleaded earnestly with him. This is very important. He did not do like, hey, Jesus, my daughter is dying. And Jesus said, no, I don't care. No, please. No, it's not his what they did. He ran to Jesus and fell at Jesus' feet. Jesus was surprised. Wow. And everybody knew he's the synagogue ruler. So maybe the people are surprised. Wow. Oh, he's a Jairus. But he has love. He had love for toward his daughter and pleaded earnestly with him. My little daughter is dying. My little daughter is dying. Wow. It's like heart. When just I read this sentence, my heart is you know, full of, wow, if I were him. Oh, what a... Oh. Yeah, actually, my first son had a car accident close to the church. This was Sunday afternoon. Yeah, he was run by the car, and somebody came, the pastor, your son got a car accident. You know, and he... And nobody said, your son is dying. But I felt, oh, my son is dying. I got a car accident, you know. So I can understand this Jairus' feeling. My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she'll be healed and live. He had a faith on Jesus. He had a faith on Jesus. And he, but as I said, he's a synagogue ruler, but he threw out his authority or the position of social, he just think about his daughter. This is father. This is the true love of father or love of mother. You know. Well, he did not do anything for other boys or daughters, girls, but his daughter, and she's 12 years. 12 years daughter, the most beautiful time, 12 years daughter. So this story shows his love, like kind of a earnest love, or you know, the strong love on her daughter, and also he got a faith on Jesus. But God trained his fatherhood. I skipped the text, but you know, when When they're going to Jairus' house, the young woman came to caught the Jesus robe, and she was healed, right? And maybe it takes a couple of times, or 10 or 10, 20 minutes, I don't know. What the Jairus did? What did he feel? Whoa! Of course, yeah, this is great, miracle. But he was watching his watch. He didn't have a tablet watch, but my daughter is dying. Of course, this woman is important, but she's old, and please leave her. But this is the training from God. God trained Jairus. His patience. Every parent, every father train his patience. In the morning, I preached about the fatherhood in the Japanese service. You know, why God use parent system? You know, why human beings need a long time to be grown? And human parents have a lot of things, have to do a lot of things to grow their children up. It's, you know, other creatures are pretty easy. The horse, after born, stand up and run. Yeah. Sparrow, after going out from egg, they just flew. Nobody teach them, but human beings, it takes about 1 year to just stand up, and takes a couple years to speak, right? And more years to get their own food. And all through the things, it's a lot of things happens. So human parents need patience. Patience and patience and patience. But God makes the system. The people grow people. You know, human beings grow human beings. But through this parent training, you know, parent training children, but through the parental work, God trained human beings. We parents, we fathers, we mothers learn patience. This is Jairus' patient time. It's not a long time, though, but for him, he felt like this is not just a couple of minutes, long hours or days or something, years, you know. Jesus, now start, come to my house. My daughter is dying. And what happened? It's 35. While Jesus was still sleeping, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. Your daughter is dead. This is the sentence the parents never want to hear. Your children are dead. Your child is dead. So sad. And they say, why bother the teacher anymore? However, Jesus said, ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid. Just believe. This is the Father. This is what the Father needs. Don't be afraid. Just believe. This is the Father should speak to your children. Don't be afraid. Just believe." Yeah. Don't be afraid. Just believe. This is a training too. training, the big training for Jairus, the big training for fathers. We fathers have hard times to grow our parents, to grow our children. Sometimes we cannot do anything for my children. Like they have something bad happens in school, or something happened relation with the friends. Sometimes we cannot do anything, you know. But in the time, that what we could do is just praying. Just praying and praying, praying. And call myself or call to the children, don't be afraid, just believe. Tell your wife, don't be afraid, just believe. Tell yourself, don't be afraid, just believe. Then bring the Jairus, Jesus with disciples and came to Jairus' house and enter into daughter's room. And Jesus took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha kum. Talitha kum is Aramaic. Why the in this story, this Aramaic was recorded? Maybe very impressive. Talitha kum. In English, little girl, I say to you, get up. It's long, right? Aramaic is short. Talitha kum. This is order. It's not just prayer. This is order. Jesus had authority. He had the power to bring the dead people up. Jesus ordered, get up. Girl, get up. This is the Lord we believe in. This is God we have faith on. So finally, she was raised up. And he, of course, Jairus believed that Jesus was God and he can do anything. And he realized who loved her daughter, who had his daughter loved most. Who? Jesus. Jesus loved his daughter. That's why he bring her up. He got her up. Even human beings, father love her his daughter or son, our love are limited. And what can we do is limited. But our true father, a true parent, can do anything and have unlimited love. With this love, we are loved. This story is not just a daughter's story, but the story of us. This daughter, it's we, it's me. It's me. This daughter is your son, is your daughter. Jesus loves, and he can do anything on to me and on to your children. So this is the story of Father. This is the Father's love story. I mean, this is the love of Father. This is the love story of Jairus' story. But through this story, Jesus showed the true love. course, we have learned as a human beings, as a father or mother or parents, what we could do. We can learn from Jairus. Come to Jesus. This is all we could do, right? Come to Jesus as Jesus and fell at his feet. Come to Jesus with prayer. Fell at his feet and plead him. Sometimes it takes a long time. Something happened. It bothers. Like Jairus. But the final answer is the same. Jesus answered our prayer. And Jesus makes us happy. Jesus Jesus use our prayer for his glory. Amen? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Today is Father's Day. But humans, Father, are weak, are not smart, and our love is limited. But Lord, thank you that your love is perfect and limited, and you think every one of us is your true son and daughter, and you do the perfect things each upon us, Lord. Lord, encourage the fathers in this room. We have responsibility, and our love is limited, our patience is limited, Lord. Lord, give us your love, and give us your wisdom, and give us your patience to make our children to be your children. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.